Now we're going to move on to one of our favorite topics here at The Takeaway, and that has to do with food. A culinary competition is underway in France, and it's not just any competition. It's often referred to as the Olympics of cooking. And as we speak right now, teams of chef extraordinaires from 24 countries are gathered at the Bocuse d'Or in Lyon. An American team has never won in the 20 years this competition has been running. Philippe Auclair, a food journalist and trained chef in London, joins us now to explain. Welcome, Philippe.
Hello.
It sounds like a big party, especially for those hundreds of people who are watching the chefs put together their elaborate meals, but it's really grueling. Explain.
Well, it is absolutely grueling. It's actually, it might be very surprising for some people, but it's not just turning up, with your hat and sitting at a cooker and doing your meal. It's actually a competition which requires months and in some cases years of preparation. I think the American candidate, Timothy Hollingworth, if I'm not mistaken, has been training for something like 3 months solid, and I mean solid, that is 40 to 50 hours a week, preparing, thinking of what he was going to do. I mean, you have to do two courses, one fish course, one meat course, and obviously the quality has got to be extraordinary, both in presentation and in taste, because the jury is composed really of some of the greatest cooks in the world, and therefore it becomes also a matter of national pride. The French obviously are riveted by this competition, which has been very good for us, I have to say, over the past few years. I mean, we've won the last two, and France has more or less dominated, together with the Scandinavians, which is a bit surprising, this competition.
Well, it sounds to me, Philippe, like the fix is in.
What do you mean?
How is it that the French keep winning the gold?
Well, you could say that, first of all, you've got to think of the people who actually take part in the competition. We are not talking about established chefs, you know, people like Heston Blumenthal or Ducasse or people like that. We're not talking about this kind of three-star restaurant chefs who are already in place, have got a following, have got fans and so forth. They are up-and-coming chefs. So, and a lot of the training still in world cuisine is actually a training that takes place in French restaurants, in many French restaurants. So, for example, Hollingsworth himself has actually trained in France, and so therefore it there is a bias towards French cuisine. Of course, it is after all under the tutelage of Paul Bocuse, who is certainly the greatest living representative of French Nouvelle Cuisine. So all this explains maybe why there has been, a certain bias towards French cooks. I know that some people think there is a conspiracy at the bottom of this. I know the Spaniards are still very, very upset at what happened, I think, 4 years ago when they thought, we are going to win it. And they finished, I think, next to last because something went terribly wrong in the presentation.
So even if an American wins, it still could be French cuisine that wins.
It is French cuisine.
I see. So grilled cheese sandwiches aren't going to win any points there.
I don't think so. That's actually one criticism which has been made of the Bocuse d'Or, that it needed maybe to open itself a little bit more to new trends in cuisine. The fact that cuisine tends to be quite global these days. If you go, and for example, to Heston Blumenthal's The Fat Duck, I mean, the best restaurant in England, and you see their menu, you will see that there are influences from all over the place within a French tradition as far as the technique is concerned. And to be honest, the organizers, Paul Bocuse amongst themselves, would be delighted if the winner was not a Frenchman this year. And they would be even more delighted if it were an American who won.
Let's talk about the food for a second. It really is elaborate, right? These teams have to put together their meals in 5 hours and 35 minutes. I read this one yesterday. Beef tenderloin covered with oxtail pate, stuffed with truffles and foie gras, and wrapped in a pine nut crust.
Yes. So you will
yummy.
See, well, that yummy and maybe a little bit on the heavy side. But what you would say is that it's not just the taste of the presentation. Also, you want to find out who is the best cook. So you want to find out who has the greatest control, mastery rather, of his craft. So therefore, this means that your dish will not only have to be exquisite to the taste and beautiful to the eye, it will also have to show that you master every single aspect of food preparation, be it for in the reduction or you do for your sauces, your stocks, which actually you can do in advance. You can bring them to the competition, but also the mastery of different types of techniques of cooking, be it roasting, be it stewing, whatever. And you have to put all this, concentrate all your know-how into dishes, and which is why people spend so long experimenting, making sure they absolutely control every flick of the knife, every little drop of sauce. And so that explains why it's such a marathon. It's not just over 2 days. It's actually over a period of a year.
I would just like to say I would love to be there because I'd be happy to be a taster for all of them. Philippe Auclair, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Philippe Auclair is a food journalist and a trained chef in London, and he was telling us about the Bocuse d'Or in Lyon, France, the Olympics of food competitions.